Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, April 21st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here in part two today at 4:30. We're going to speak with Cheryl Paulson. Little Charlotte's Rescue is what we're going to be focusing on with her. Right now, not only do we have some of my alma mater kids coming in today, Lincoln High School. I say a shout out to my former stomping grounds over at Lincoln, but we're going to be talking acting. So that means that there will be no journalistic integrity with this interview, as I've been acting since I was 7 years old. I've got tons of bias with this interview. We're just going to have some fun today, gang, because we're going to be talking with Lincoln, some of the kids and cast and crew from Lincoln High School's The Lightning Thief coming up on May 1st. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets, support these kids, support local theater, and all of that. We'll go down the line here, let you guys introduce yourselves. We'll get into a little bit of the play, the rehearsal process, and some of that. So we'll go ahead and start right down the line here. Put a voice to the name, if you will.
Hi, my name is Jaden Pecatua, and I play Grover in the musical.
Hi, my name is Jordan Harriman. I am the sound tech, and I'm also the costume designer.
My name is Charlie Shaw, and I play Luke in Percy Jackson the musical.
My name is Adelina Harches, and I play Annabeth.
My name is Jackson DeWitt, and I play Percy Jackson.
Nice. Well done, you guys. Well done. All of you spoke very clearly and loud. I could tell that I got performers in here. I love that. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. So thank you for doing that, you guys. I want to get into the show itself for a second here and talk a little bit about that. What is, for those that have never heard of the play, what is The Lightning Thief about? Is there a man running around in a robber mask trying to steal clouds? Is that, because that's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing that's what happens with it.
So I wouldn't say that it's exactly about a man running around with stealing clouds. That was more Madhouse, which was I did in the summer.
Nice. Nicely done.
But so the Percy Jackson the musical is about a 12-year-old boy who has been kicked out of schools his whole life, has had bad interaction with his guardians, his parents, his stepdad, and his dad has been out of his life for his entire life. And so he goes and... he gets this, there's this big stuff, a bunch of crazy stuff happens to him where he gets attacked by a crazy demon lady, and then he gets sent to this half-blood, a camp, not a half-blood, a camp full of a bunch of half-bloods where he has to, he finds out that his dad is a god. And so then he finds out also that during this there is... The gods have been fighting over a stolen lightning bolt, given the name of the show. And so during this, he finds out this whole thing, he gets told that he has to go on a quest. So the whole show is basically about him going and finding this lightning bolt and returning it and, like, making name to himself because Zeus, the biggest of the three gods, which is Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, he is told... that Zeus is, like, super mad at him because he's the son of a really big character, one of the three gods, Poseidon. And so he's got to make name for his father because Zeus thinks that he's sent to Half-Blood, which is half-god, half-mortal, one of the kids of the gods, and he has to make a name for himself. So that is basically the whole show.
Yeah, nicely done. So, nicely done. Well done. And not always easy to do when you're trying to do this while, okay, I don't want to spoil anything. Don't spoil anything. Don't spoil it. It's tough to do, but nicely done. Well done, Charlie. I appreciate that. And with that, now this story is, were you guys familiar with this story going into it?
I don't know if all of us did, but I for sure read the Percy Jackson like books growing up, so this was kind of a...
Cool.
I've read the books like 20 times.
Yeah. right on. Okay.
I've been attempting to read one of the books.
Okay, so you're going to get there. It's kind of fun when you get a chance to, I mean, acting in any realm of it, I should say not just acting, but being a part of theater in any way is always fun, no matter what you're doing involved with it. But to do something that you have a little bit of an interest in or a tie to, or you just understand a little bit more, can like enhance the performance a little bit, not just for you, but for the cast, the crew, the audience, everybody involved. So that's kind of cool. It's interesting. And this is certainly one of those ones that's a popular series that we've seen in the movies, TV shows, all of the above. So it's going to, I have no doubt that people are not only going to, you're going to get people interested in that part of it, but certainly the kind of people that have made it popular as well. A lot of younger people are probably going to be interested in this one as well. Thank you for that again, Charlie. Appreciate it. So now I want to get into taking a step away from the show itself for a second. And I want to talk with you guys a little bit about why you decided to do this. Now, I, again, journalistic integrity out the window. I've wanted to act since I was 7 years old, and I've been a Screen Actors Guild member since 2008, and I've been fortunate to have over 100 characters. I bring all this up because I am not necessarily a social butterfly. I'm not somebody that when I was your age, I was even worse. This is the good version of me. And I'm not even that great with it to begin with. But I think that a lot of people think that when it comes to performing or anything like that, that's your typical person or something. But there's so many different after-school programs and different things available for kids. But I don't think that there is enough said about the arts and that there is certainly enough funding put into the arts. So what I ask this question of why you guys chose to do this. I want to know you, and I want to get to know each one of you and why you did this. I also want you to note that we're trying to do with this interview is not only get people to attend this show, but the next show and the show after that, and we want them to audition for the next show and the show after that, or work behind the scenes or along those lines. So what we're doing here is not just that, but it's bigger than that, and it's bigger than any of us, because that's what entertainment is. Well, let's start off going down the line here. Why did you decide to do this incredibly brave, crazy thing? And I don't mean talking to me on the air, the actual thing, the whole play thing.
So I've been in choir my whole life. Because my sister took choir and I wanted to follow in her footsteps because I like being better than her. After I was in choir for enough years... I kind of use that as an emotional outlet for me. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I guess, my emotions started getting too big for that. Mm-hmm. And so I was recommended by a close friend of mine to do the theater program because he said that really helped him explore his feelings. So I did. I joined it last year for the My Fair Lady show. And I was offered Doolittle in that. And
right on.
Little flex.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You earned it. But I appreciate you sharing the previous experience of being on a stage with singing and some of that and everything. Did you find that helped you when you were first trying to get on that stage as an actor?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because I have a lot of stage fright. So, just being able to go back to the choir headspace and, kind of tune out the audience a little bit and just do what I need to do, that really helped a lot.
Appreciate that. Jordan, I love every opportunity, and we don't get enough opportunities to talk to people behind the scenes and backstage. Some of my favorite people that I've ever worked with are just love being a part of theater, but don't have any interest in being on that stage. Like, that's overrated. The real fun is back here behind the scenes.
That's what I've been saying.
What was it about that or any of this that made you want to do this?
So I actually acted first, and I hated it. So, but prior to me acting, I had been I've been mixing music since I was 12, and it's always been something that I enjoyed doing. And this year, I took theater capstone, little plug, and I got to do costumes for our fall show, 12 Angry Jurors, and also I'm the youth apprentice this year, so that was like my youth apprentice job. But getting to do something else creatively behind the scenes, not just something that I'm used to, because I've also been involved in music since I was very young, and getting out of my realm of what I'm used to, mm-hmm. not just like technically, but also behind the scenes has been like really, it's been nice for me, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud of myself in the sense that I have done so much with it. And I think there's also kind of not a stigma so much, but something saying that like if you do theater you have to act, and that's something that like you don't, because I know so many people who they love it and they love theater and they love musicals and they love all this stuff, but they cannot get on stage and act, and I'm one of those people. And I just I don't know, I hope any of that made sense.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. I appreciate that. I appreciate not only that, but you sharing a little bit more with that, too, because this is what we're talking about with this conversation is for, you know, supporting the arts and promoting them. I mention this whenever I get a chance. Wisconsin finished dead last in supporting the arts in the union.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are working to change that around here. We're working to bring awareness to that around here. You guys are doing that with this conversation and with this play. And the idea of encouraging people that have maybe wanted to do this but think, oh, I don't want to act, so I can't be involved in plays or anything like that. You can go to, here in Rapids, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, or really anywhere you're listening to us, you probably got a community theater. It's filled with people that for years and decades have been working and going there, and maybe they're doing costumes or props or something along those lines, and have had just as much fun as the people on stage. So that's a great note. I appreciate that. Charlie, not that I put you on the spot enough already, but let me get a little bit of why you decided to do this.
Oh, I'm happy to talk. So, I kind of got thrown into theater. My friend about 2 or 3 years ago, he has a like picture studio that is funded by his aunt, and he was really big into like making scripts and directing shows, and so he wanted me to be a lead in one of his movies. So the way I got into acting originally was I played a character named Ben in The Four Elements. I think it was the name of it. I don't know. They've been editing it for like 3 years, and I don't think it's ever going to show up again.
Story of my life.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's acting.
Yeah. So I mean, hopefully it'll eventually end up somewhere. But so after that, I kind of fell in love with theater. Like, I loved being able to make a new version of myself on screen, and also I wanted to try doing it on stage. And that's when I found stage theater at Lincoln. I joined my sophomore year and immediately fell in love. I love being able to go on stage and being able to talk and being able to deliver these lines that mean so much more than I could ever think to people. I've played a variety of characters. Luckily, I don't think I've been typecast yet. but I've played villains, I've played comedic characters, I've played burglars, I've played cool camp counselors, as I do in this show. Yeah, I don't know. It's been an immediate love from the second that I found out about it.
It's a really strong experience, especially at such a young age. It's really cool to hear. You have a lot you can build on with that. And I appreciate the note, whether it was intended or not, or what you were getting at there. I've talked about this quite a bit when it comes to acting. Mm-hmm. I've done every kind of medium, and I'll say that as much as I think that TV, movies, film work, it has its own special element to it. Mm-hmm. To me, in order to consider yourself an actor, you got to be able to do it on stage.
Yes.
You get one take. That's it. And if you can nail it on that one take, great. But most anybody can do film and TV acting.
Yeah.
It takes somebody that really has a hunger and a passion for this to be doing live theater. Mm-hmm. I don't think unless you've done it, you can truly understand what it is like to do it on any level, from a small level to a large level or anything. I think that's a great note, Charlie. Thank you for that. Adelina, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I got to commend you and your voice. You have an amazing voice, a wonderful voice. You have a director's dream of a voice.
Yep, I've been told that.
As you
Adelina has broken two mic elements.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you're going to be able to put that on your resume. Like, that's really
okay.
Good. So, what got you to want to do this?
Well, it was kind of... I've always liked singing, and I don't know, my mom's a teacher, so I've just been able to do, like, public speaking a lot. And in, like, sixth grade, my elementary music teacher told me the night of auditions I should go try this play, and I did, and it was just, it was awesome. It was, like, the people in theater are, like, the most accepting people I have ever met in my entire life. Like, I can be myself there, and no one's gonna judge me. And I feel like that's one of my main...
That's awesome. Thank you for hitting on that. Another element of this that I love about theater and I love about acting and all of these in the entertainment world, the creative world, and talking about it. But I get so locked in on the work that I forget sometimes the greatest part of entertainment, and that's the people. and the fellowship that happens with it. And for me, when I moved out here, like I was a transplant, and I came, I could not have had more culture shock coming from where I did to here. And I was not good at making friends. Very, very bad at making friends. I got fortunate right away that I was a little fast. And so I got, you know, picked for, you know, intramurals or whatever, but I never really gelled with a lot of that. But when I got cast in a sixth grade play, oh, it was different. I already knew I wanted to act, but I didn't think about theater. I didn't really think about those things. And I certainly never thought about, oh, you mean I can make friends? Like doing acting?
Yeah.
So I do get to do something I love, and I'm going to meet people that also love to do it. And I may actually make a friend for once in my life. Like, oh my God. Like, it's just something that's so cool about this and the idea of it. And whether you've got a billion friends or you have none, you can enjoy theater. But I think it's a really cool note to mention, because there's something about doing this that only other people that have done it can really quite relate to, and there's a friendship in that, and that's true in all kinds of things in life. Mechanics love talk to fellow mechanics or anything else. It's just something that's fun to find at a young age. That's very cool. Thank you for noting that.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to wrap up with Percy Jackson. Of course, we're going to. So, Jackson, if you wouldn't mind, what got you to want to do this?
I've been, you know, on the stage since I was 3 years old with like RFD TV doing dancing down in Branson, and then I started acting because I saw my sister doing it. And so then I was like, you know, I might as well try it. And so I've been doing that through the children's theater, the community theater, and, you know, it's been an enjoyable experience, and I feel like I'm okay at it, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, just, you know, yeah, I do a lot of stuff on stage. I grew up on the stage, so it's where I'm comfortable, and so, yeah, that's... You know, it's a good experience.
It's an interesting end of it, you know, that I don't often run into or think of, where so many of us choose the stage or want to be on it. Some are born on it. Some kind of grow up literally on it and everything. Mm-hmm. That's really unique. That's cool. But also, it's also kind of think noteworthy that your answer is so similar to everybody else's. And such that all of your answers are very similar. There's a common theme without all of them of the enjoyment and the love of doing something. And the braveness of it. And I don't use that word lightly. I think we overuse it sometimes in life, but it is brave to do what every single one of you guys are doing, no matter your experience, no matter your reasoning behind it. I admire it, and I'm very, very, very proud of each and every one of you and your whole cast and crew that is doing this. The Lightning Thief is going to be premiering Thursday, May 1st, 7 o'clock, and then they'll have Friday, May 2nd, they'll have a 7 o'clock show as well. Saturday, another 7 o'clocker, and then Sunday, we'll wrap up with a 2 o'clock matinee on May 4th. You can get tickets for this performance by going to just throw it into your search bar, The Lightning Thief. That's what I did in Lincoln High School. It popped up that way. You can get tickets right there the day of at the box office. You can get them as well that way. And I want to probably get there about an hour before the show, I would say. We'll get in these details one more time before we wrap up. Now, what is the toughest question that I'm probably going to ask every one of you? And I am not doing my job unless I ask tough questions. Favorite part? Favorite part of the experience. Now, it doesn't have to be necessarily something your character did or even to do with the play. Maybe it was just something like we were talking about before with the other actors you worked with and everything. But what was one of your favorite parts or your favorite part? Start down the line here.
More than likely, my favorite part of theater is getting to harass all of my friends.
Harassing is an understatement, Jaden.
Yeah, so... I just enjoy having fun with all my friends, and most of the time when I'm on stage... I'm never serious. So
bad. Yeah.
I guess my favorite part of theater would probably have to be getting to, like, again, show, like, my creativity and have that outlet. Especially when it comes to the costumes, because I love getting to put people in when I have people, like, when I pull people for trying really, like, not stupid. I'm not going to say stupid stuff. But, like, sometimes you look stupid at first when you put a costume on, because that's just part of it. But there was a lot of fur with this show, which was fun.
and we have the satyr in the room
the
right
satyr
now.
The satyr's in the room. but getting to kind of, like, getting to joke with the creativity and still have fun with it, because... though we're stressed out, sometimes we get to that little, like, I look stupid right now and this is funny.
Right.
Is, like, kind of that, like, buffer, I guess.
Yeah. It's a nice icebreaker sometimes to lighten things up a little bit with some of that tension. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Told you. Tough question.
Yeah. I would say probably I love the ability to just, like, become different people that you never thought you could be. And, like... I love the swords of this show. I've been making the swords for this one with my uncle. He runs the swords stuff and it's so fun.
I have to say probably the inside jokes. Like there's some stuff that happens during like rehearsals that only us will get, and it's like the funniest thing ever.
No, that's good. That's good. And Jackson.
My favorite part is probably getting to tell a story on a stage, like kind of watching a movie, but except it's live and you get to, you know, get to have people enjoy it and, you know, tell you afterwards how awesome it is. And also singing bass and having to learn tenor. That's also great.
That's relatable right there.
They're right, yeah. Yeah. You guys, you're going to be able to give these this community a great show. And you're going to entertain not only family, friends, but strangers and people that are coming there to maybe get away from life for a little bit and take a break. Entertainment is, and plays, especially theater, I think, is maybe the greatest ability of that. You're going to be able to do that to people. You're going to be able to do that. You're going to have a great run. Please say to the rest of the cast and crew, wish them well for me, break a leg, have a great run to everybody involved with this one. Have fun. We're going to be promoting it on our morning show. We're going to make sure that you guys get a great crowd and let people know that this show is going on. So again, thank you for the time. Thank you for taking on that stage. We appreciate that. And I'll be talking to you guys and seeing you guys again soon. Don't be strangers. You guys are all welcome back here, okay? Great work by all of you, by the
Thanks
way.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
You guys made this easy. Nice work, all of you. You guys all did a great job. Again, The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, is going to be premiering this Thursday, May 1st, or next Thursday, May 1st, 7 o'clock. Friday, 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, May 2nd, 7 o'clock show. Saturday, May 3rd, 7 o'clock show. And then Sunday, we'll wrap things up with the 2 o'clock matinee. All of this taking place over at the PAC, Lincoln High School Theater. Be sure to head on over there to get your tickets and throw it in your search bar to find out more. Or you can go to WRPS.org to find out more information. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts. Everybody support these kids and have a great time at this show. We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.